Last year, there was nearly 39,000 cosmetic surgery procedures in the UK. And now Transform, one of Britain's largest cosmetic surgery companies, has launched an extensive patient care charter with the help of a recently appointed panel. Now, two members of that panel are the TV doctor, Dr. Hilary Jones, and also the TV presenter and former glamour model, Melinda Messenger. And I'm very pleased that they're joining us now to tell us a bit more about the charter. Good morning, Dr. Hilary, Melinda.
Good morning, Peg.
Thank you very much for joining us here on BCB 106.6 FM. So would one of you start by telling us about the charter?
OK, well, the charter is an initiative that Transform have taken to try and address some of the myths and misinformation that's been borne out through the recent high-profile events and, I think, from suspicion about the cosmetic industry generally. So the panel's been formed to try and give absolute transparency and clear messages to people who are thinking about having any cosmetic procedures done.
I mean, obviously, boob jobs are the biggest type of procedure, aren't they? And is that as a result of the PIP implants? There's a lot of people concerned and worried.
Concerned about that. That's certainly raised awareness. But I suppose nose surgery and breast augmentation would be the biggest two procedures carried out, yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you think there is a genuine, do you think people do feel quite differently about cosmetic surgery as a result of the PIP implants?
I think that the PIP implants and everything that happened around there, I think obviously and understandably caused a lot of concern, caused people to ask lots of questions. And, you know, it was one of those situations which, of course, nobody could foresee ever happening. What I think is really good about this charter is that this is Transform, who are one of the sort of the providers, if you like, in that industry, who are saying, OK, right, well, it's happened. There's nothing we can do about that. It's happened. What do we do now? How do we make this better? How do we address this? How do we take this forward and really provide the information and the transparency and the clarity that people need? Hence this charter. And one of the things that's within the charter is the idea that there will be a breast register. So any women that have undergone any surgery would have secure access to their own personal information. So they have the ability to see exactly what medical implants were used and their traceability, which I think really gives patients a sense of security in because obviously this is a really serious operation and you need to be fully aware, and it's just good to know that information is being made available.
Because of course, Melinda, you yourself, you're on record as having had cosmetic surgery. You're not one of the celebs who maybe has had it and doesn't tell us about that. I mean, were you really worried when you heard the stories?
I had my breast surgery, it was about 16 years ago, something like that, a long time ago. And when this all happened, initially I kind of wasn't concerned, but obviously as it developed, we were starting to hear more and more. I was quite worried, and I contacted Transform to say, can you check my records? And because mine was so long ago, it was actually pre the PIP implants. So fortunately, that was okay. But what kind of gives me a sort of sense of confidence is that knowing that anybody that's gone through this procedure, and there are obviously there's hundreds of thousands of women that have undergone that procedure and will continue to do so, that they now will have the ability to see exactly where their implants have come from, and also that it just means that Transform are being a lot more responsible and taking sort of responsibility for that and having a sort of traceability, which gives me a great sense of confidence.
I mean, the charter includes things like providing patients with the highest quality care before and after treatment, being committed to being a responsible provider of cosmetic surgery, listening to patients, respecting their views. Are some of those things, though, just not a no-brainer, Dr. Hilary? In a way, I'm surprised that some of these need to be in a patient charter.
Well, they should be in the charter. I think that for far too long, the cosmetic industry has been a sort of poor relation of medical care. It's taken a sort of back seat in some ways. It's for some, it's been portrayed as a frivolous pursuit, something that shouldn't be necessarily taken too seriously. The media have been quite negative in the reporting of cosmetic procedures. But nevertheless, we do need very high standards of care. We're conducting serious operations under general anaesthesia, so you still need to keep infection rates at the lowest possible level. You need to make sure that the surgeons are skilled and experienced and have the necessary qualifications, and that patients are protected, that they have the right aftercare. All the things that you'd expect from surgery in any other field of medicine need to be applied to cosmetic surgery, and in the past that hasn't always happened. And I'm very pleased that at least one leader in the cosmetic industry field is taking an initiative and saying that we're going to do this perfectly. And that's why Melinda and I were pleased to be invited to be on the panel, so that we can keep an eye on things over the course of time. This is just not a once-off idea of ideals that we're setting up here. This is something that is a commitment long-term that we will be overseeing.
And potentially, it sounds to me like there could be a role for government there to say, actually, should this not be the norm rather than just one cosmetic company?
Many of us on the panel felt that we have to get in there before the government do. I mean, you know, there is a lot of inertia in politics to change laws and to bring in legislation. So I think if it's done on a voluntary basis first, immediately for the benefit of patients, that's got to be a good thing.
But it should be rolled out, shouldn't it? I think it should be rolled out, and it should be across the board, and it should apply to everybody within this industry, because you know, it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got the figures here for surgery that happened last year, and the number of men having cosmetic surgery is rising, but still overwhelmingly it's women. And for me, though, isn't there an issue about what we should be trying to do is helping a lot of women, particularly who have negative body image, to look at alternatives to surgery? I mean, I say that as someone who has struggled with a bad body image all my life, so I understand how debilitating and emotionally difficult it can be, but ultimately surgery isn't the answer, you know, and for a lot of people surgery isn't the answer, and shouldn't we be doing more to actually help people to be comfortable in their bodies?
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, and you know, and it is about how you feel about yourself, and that's often what sort of pushes somebody to make this kind of decision. And I know that one of the issues that was really important to me in the charter is how cosmetic surgery is marketed, and that there needs to be a real kind of clear code of practice, so that, you know, this sort of ideal perfect image isn't sort of held up for everybody to aspire to, that isn't necessarily, you know, achievable, but that it's done in the right way. And obviously I think, you know, the ideal situation is that we all feel really good about ourselves, that we never have to do this, but human nature is that, you know, inevitably for some people there will be issues that they feel this is the only answer, that this is the only answer for them, not to say that there aren't other possibilities they could explore,
and maybe a bit of counselling or whatever might be. I mean, I watched Beauty and the Beast last night on television. I thought it was quite a powerful piece of television, actually.
Yes,
and last week's was the same. You know, both people coming to the conclusion at the end, maybe I need to do something about what's inside me, maybe.
Absolutely.
Rather than worrying so much what's on the outside.
But sometimes I think when people do something on the outside, that also affects the inside, you know, and it affects how they feel about themselves.
Yeah, I know that.
And gives them, maybe the sort of the platform then to move forward. I mean, it's so individual, it's so personal, and it's so individual. That it's really hard to make a kind of a sweeping general statement.
I agree with both of you entirely, but in general practice, there's no doubt that I see people who are completely together inside. I mean, there's no psychological problem, but there may be, for example, a woman who's had a third child, has now finished her family, and she's lost all her breast tissue. And whilst everything else in her life is absolutely hunky-dory, she feels that she's lost her femininity, she's lost her sexuality, she's got no breast tissue. And she, this one thing is making her feel very unconfident. It's maybe affecting her relationship and her sex life. And sometimes when that person is counselled and there's no other issues, that simple operation of breast augmentation in a situation like that can be absolutely life-changing. It can give her back her self-esteem. It can make her feel good about herself, the confidence to wear the clothes she wants to. And many women will say, this has given me back a sex life. And that, for many people, is very important. So we shouldn't underestimate the huge value that cosmetic surgery can sometimes have, nor should we underestimate the damage it can do if people are having the wrong operation for the wrong reasons.
And ultimately, it's everybody's right to choose what's right for
them. Absolutely.
So if people want to find out more about this particular charter, is there somewhere they can go?
Yes, there's a very good website. It's transformclear.co.uk, and that's T-R-A-N-S. formclear.co.uk.
Dr. Hilary Jones and Melinda Messenger, thank you very much for joining us this morning on BCB 106.6 FM.
It's a pleasure, Peg.
Thank you.
Thank you.